Stop 4, Pelayo del Castillo Street. The impact of La Panderola's tracks in Castello may have had less of an impact on urban planning than in other municipalities, but it is no less visible. In this sense, its effects are conspicuous in various sections of the route, with streets that form strange angles, such as Islas Baleares Street in El Grao, Maestro Breton, to the south of the city, and Pelayo del Castillo Street, just behind the principal theatre. If we heed the notes of researcher Carlos Sartu at the beginning of the 20th century in his Geografía General del Reino de Valencia, General Geography of the Kingdom of Valencia in English, the southern route of the steam tram from Onda to El Grau de Castelló still passed through the outskirts of the city, specifically by the old Camí de Lorta, a then non-urban area completely flanked by orange groves, which later became present-day Herrero Street. The abundance of orange warehouses along the Camí de Lorta most likely influenced the company's initial idea to build the station at La Paz Square. The fact the station is located at a point so close to the warehouses was deemed to be convenient for the orange trade and for the company's interests, because it was very easy and cheap to transport from the warehouses to the station, even allowing the wagons to be loaded at the very front door, or even inside, with the help of a rotating plate and a siding that enters the buildings. In this sense, the case of Castello was somewhat peculiar, since it was the prior existence of the warehouses that determined the original location of the station, as opposed to what happened in the other municipalities where it was the railway facilities that attracted business. Until 1963, the growth of the city went hand in hand with La Panderola, and the tracks helped to consolidate Herrero Street, replacing the Camí de Lorta, and marked the southern expansion of Castelló, gaining ground over the countryside and leaving their mark on the urban layout. Let's look now at the route followed by Pelayo del Castillo Street. Why is this strange alley practically choked off, serving almost no purpose and only usable by neighbours on foot? Only the route of the tram line can explain the peculiar style of this part of town. Without the tram's presence, it is also difficult to understand why the principal theatre has a chamfered corner designed solely to facilitate the passage of the tracks. In this section, La Panderola, arriving from El Grau after crossing the La Paz Square, would leave the principal theatre to its left and continue along Pelayo del Castillo Street, following a diagonal route before reaching the intersection of Sagasta Street and Herrero Street. The Davalos factory still stands at this site, an industrial warehouse belonging to the former textile company of the Castillo-based Davalos family, dating back to the beginning of the 20th century, and which today serves as a private car park. This is a building of major historical significance. In fact, it is one of few examples of a modernist industrial architecture that remain in the city centre, and is included in the so-called ceramic tours of Castello City Hall. The property consists of three large interlocking warehouses and offers a typically 19th century industrial exterior appearance. Notable is the upper exterior facade of green tiles,